Prepare to begin our time. Lord, we want to thank you so much for gathering us together here on the first day of the week. That we as your children can come together and to sing and praise to you and worship you. For you, O Lord, are worthy to be praised.
主, 你配得我们的敬拜。
And Lord, we recognize even now, as we commit this time into your hands,
主, 我们现在就把这段时间交在你的手里,
that you desire to even speak to your children today.
你的心意是要对你的儿女来说话。
And we want to declare that, may you have your own way.
我们来宣告说, 主啊, 但愿你的旨意能够成就。
That you would have free rein to move and to speak in our midst.
你可以在我们当中自由地运行来说话。
May we hear directly from you, our Master.
我们能够直接地听见我们的主人对我们所讲话。
And that we, your servants, are here to listen.
我们的仆人, 我们是你的仆人在这里静听。
We commit these words and this time into your hands.
我们把这些话语和这段时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
是奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's good to be here to worship together and to seek the Lord together.
弟兄姊妹们能够和弟兄姊妹一同聚集敬拜，一起寻求主，多么好的事！
And in my consideration of this theme that we've been fellowshipping on, which is the love of God.
在我们思考我们最近的信息的主题，讲到神的爱的时候，
the Lord has led me to a burden He has put on my heart.
主在我心中放了一个负担。
I suspect, in this theme, many brothers have shared in various aspects. I also suspect that brothers may have shared on something that I will be speaking on today. But we trust what the Lord has prepared to share, to speak to us is exactly what He wants us to hear.
当我们, 确信, 主对我们所要讲的话是我们所需要听的。
So let's start first in the theme verse, Jeremiah 31.
我们看耶利米书第31章, 主题的经节。
Verses 3.
第三节。
The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说, 我以永远的爱爱你。
Then we're going to turn to the book of Malachi. We're going to read the first six verses. But keep a bookmark there because we'll be going back to this book throughout our time.
Malachi
chapter 1 through 6. The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but I have hated Esau and I have made his mountains a desolation and appointed his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. Though Edom says we have been beaten down, but we will return and build up the ruins. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they may build, but I will tear down, and men will call them the wicked territory and the people toward whom the Lord is indignant forever. Your eyes will see this, and you will say, the Lord be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord of hosts, to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name?
马拉基书第一章一到六节，耶和华解马拉基传给以色列的默示。耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？”耶和华说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫，使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。以东人说：我们现在虽被毁坏，却要重建荒废之处。万军之耶和华如此说，任他们建造，我必拆毁。” 人必称他们的地为罪恶之境，称他们的名为耶和华永远恼怒之名。你们必亲眼看见，也必说愿耶和华在以色列境界之外必尊为大。藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人，敬畏主人。我既为父亲尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
And we'll turn to New Testament, Romans chapter 9.
我翻到新约罗马书第八章。
For the sake of time, we'll just skip around, read a few verses here and there.
我们这里就很快的跳读一些经节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
第九章第六节。
But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But through Isaac your descendants will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants.
第六节，这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的并不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就做他的儿女。唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔，这就是说肉身生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
Verse 15, For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
15节16节，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
And then verse 19. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this? Will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? What if God, through although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory.
19-23节，这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人呢，你是谁，竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿出一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒遭预备遭毁灭的器皿，又将要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯遭预备得荣耀的器皿上。
And then finally, we'll just read some passage verses in Hebrews 12, which are very similar to us.
最后我们读到希伯来书十二章很熟悉的经节
verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more rather be subject to the Father's spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplined us for our good, so that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
第五章十二章第五节到第十一节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，我儿，你不可轻患主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬畏他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不当更当顺服他得生吗？生身的父都是随己意，暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却被那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
We thank the Lord. These are the verses for now. We thank the Lord that we can share on this theme of the love of God.
我们就分享这些经节，我们感谢主，让我们可以分享神的爱这个主题。
And as children of God, we have been enabled to experience His love.
作为神的儿女，我们可以经历他的爱。
And indeed, as our theme verse states, His love is an everlasting love.
就像我们主题经节讲到，他的爱是一个永远的爱。
And we know because we are, as we read in Romans, that we are not children of the flesh, but we are children of promise.
就像我们读罗马书的时候，我们不是肉身的后裔，我们是那应许的后裔。
And we remember in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 12, it said that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
我们记得在约翰福音第一章二十二节那里说，一切相信的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And by that right, as children of God, we have been able to see how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us.
作为神儿女的权柄，我们就可以看到神有多么大的爱浇灌在我们身上。
But we also, what the Lord has been showing me, and on the flip side, sometimes, we often ask this question, and maybe we misunderstand how God loves us.
但是在另一方面，有的时候我们会问这样一个问题。可能我们对神的爱有一些误解。
You know, we can speak on the, of course, the wonderful way the Lord loves us, how He has showered us with every spiritual blessing, right? Because He has given us His beloved Son.
我们可以讲述我们的神是何等的爱我们，给我们各样属天属灵的福气，因为他把他的儿子已经赐给了我们。
But to limit God's love in such a way, I think diminishes His power a little bit, the power of His love. Diminishes.
如果我们只是这样来思想神的爱的话，其实我们就把神的爱缩小了。
Because the more we understand the love of the Father,
让我们更多理解父的爱的时候,
the more we see the reality that His love is a love of purpose.
我们更多的明白他的爱是一个带着目标的爱。
And sometimes,As he loves us, as a father loves us,
有的时候他像父一样爱我们的时候
we often come to ask this question that we read in Malachi.
我们经常会像马拉基书里所记述的这样的一个问题问神
How have you loved us?
你如何爱我们呢
I don't understand. How can you say you love us?
我不明白你怎么说你爱我们呢
Now this is the season that I find myself as a young father.
我现在是一个年轻的父亲。
In dealing with young children, you often get to these points where they question your love.
跟这些孩子们照看他们的时候，他们有的时候会怀疑你的爱。
Especially when it comes to the point where they need to be disciplined.
尤其是当他们需要被管教的时候。
And now we've, of course, when we think of the word discipline, nowadays it evokes this idea of punishment and, you know, being grounded and whatever.
在现在的时代，当我们讲到受管教的时候，我们就好像是要受苦，然后要好像就是被关起来一样。
But discipline is rooted in this idea of being trained, being taught, being instructed.
但是管教这个词的本来的意思呢，就是说要指教他，教导他。
So while as a father, I'm learning this lesson of how to discipline up my children.
作为父亲，我就在这里学这样功课，如何来管教我的儿女。
And yet we all, as children in the house of God,
我们也是在神家中神的儿女。
Are called to also understand and know the Father's love.
我们也被呼召要明白父的旨意。
Even in the midst of when we might have doubts.
虽然哪怕有的时候我们有怀疑。
Maybe our situations are in a way where we don't see how we are in the blessing of the Lord in love.
或者在我们所处的环境当中，我们看不见神在我们身上祝福和神的爱。
And maybe, now we would never, I don't think any of us would ever dare say out like straight up to God, how have you loved us? Or ask him that question.
我觉得我们大多可能不会有胆量像神这样直接的来问说你怎么样来爱我们呢？
But maybe our attitude
但是可能你的态度
is one of questioning.
就是在那里有疑问的。
Maybe we doubt.
可能你在那怀疑。
And as our faith is being tested,
当我们信心是试炼的时候
，Do we put our trust in the Lord?
我们是否相信主呢
？Or do we begin to lose faith?
还是我们就信心丧失了
？So the Lord led me to consider this book of prophecy in Malachi.
所以主就带领我来看马拉基书里面的预言。
And the Lord has given Malachi a specific word to the Jewish remnant.
神借着马拉基给犹太人的余民一个特别的话。
Now we know the Lord called his people back from Babylon in order to rebuild Jerusalem.
我们知道神呼召他的百姓从巴比伦回来，然后重建耶路撒冷。
They first came back to rebuild the temple.
他们首先回来重建了圣殿。
Then Ezra came back with another group to beautify the temple.
然后以斯拉带着一群人回来，然后美化了圣殿。
And then Nehemiah came and served as the governor as they rebuilt the walls.
然后尼希米他作为那个省长管理的，然后他又重建了城墙。
Now at this time, we think Malachi was a prophet at that time, where Nehemiah had returned for a second time.
马拉基是在这时候尼希米第二次回来的时候，他是在那里做先知的。
And what he found was the people were in spiritual declension.
他发现了那里的百姓他们属灵的光景。
There were a lot of problems.
是。下降落后的，他们那里有很多的问题。
And so the Lord gives this word to Malachi.
所以就在这样的环境，神给马拉基这样的话。
And he begins by saying it is the oracle of the word of the Lord in verse 1.
第一节就是想耶华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。
And the word oracle in that Hebrew word means burden.
这个默示希伯来文的意思就是负担。
It is the burden in the heart of the Lord.
就是在神心中的负担。
To speak to his people.
对他的百姓来说话。
Number one, to obviously call them to repent.
第一点就是呼召他们悔改。
But if we see here how this chapter begins, his burden to show how he has loved his people.
我们看到这个章节开始的时候，我们就看见神的负担，告诉他的百姓他如何爱他的百姓。
Even though their attitude towards him,
就他们对着神的态度
is the question,
是有疑惑的。
How have you loved us?
你如何爱我们呢?
What have you done for us?
你为我们做什么了呢?
And so, if you read Malachi, you actually see this back and forth between Malachi the messenger, which his name is, means messenger, Malachi as the messenger of the Lord, and the people.
我们在读马拉基的时候就会看到马拉基他的名字意思就是一个传信息的人。马拉基和神百姓之间这样来回的对话。
And several points you see the word, the Lord,speaking his burden and the people asking a question, questioning him.
我们看到这里好几次主讲到他的心里的负担，然后百姓们问神。
And I can't help but be reminded just how it seems like a father talking to his children and the children back talking, questioning.
我们就不难很难很容易就让我想象到一个场景，就是父亲对儿女来讲话，然后儿女在对父亲回话，然后挑战父亲。
And so when we think of this, you know, I have to look at putting myself in the shoes of the Jewish remnant at that time.
我要把我自己放在那个时候犹太人渔民他们的角度来讲。
You know, like if the reason why they would ask, how have you loved us? To be fair, we have to say that they did not have an easy time.
其实他们这样来问神说你如何爱我们的时候，我们应该理解那些犹太人百姓他们的光景其实挺艰难的。
We know they heard they responded to the Lord's call and they returned from Babylon to rebuild Jerusalem.
我们知道他们回应神的呼召，从巴比伦回来，然后重建耶路撒冷。
But they faced many troubles.
但他们面临非常多的挑战。
Many enemies.
很多的敌人。
So many times where their work was stopped.
很多时候他们的工作被停止。
And even after rebuilding it,
在重建之后,
right, they rebuild the temple and the walls and
重建圣殿城墙。
But they looked at it and they're like, you know, it doesn't seem like what it used to be, right?
当他们在看见的时候，就好像跟不如从前了。
And we also read, if you read Haggai chapter 2,
如果你读哈该书的话，第二章。
The Lord, let's turn to this. Let's turn there.
可以翻过来，翻到哪里？
Haggai chapter 2, Verse 3.
大概书第二章第三节。
Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison?
大概书第三
2 verse 3.
Verse 3, okay. 你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
But he says in verse 9,The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
第九节，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶华所说的。
So it was a word of promise that yes, it doesn't seem like much right now,
这是一个应许的话，的确现在看起来不怎么样。
But the latter glory will be greater than the former.
但后来的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
But throughout this whole time, the remnant was being tested in their faith.
在整个的这一段时间啊，那些渔民们他们的信心都受了试炼。
And in this period, unfortunately, they fell into their old ways.
很不幸，在这段时间他们就回归了他们过去的方式。
And we'll talk about those in a little later. But you know, here as they are being disciplined by the Lord, as they are facing chastisement, you know, they dare to ask the Lord, "How have you loved us?"
在这里，当他们受苦的时候，当他们受主的管教的时候，他们竟然敢跟神说，挑战神说，你如何来爱我们？
And we look at the Lord's response, and he responded, "Was not Esau Jacob's brother?" declares the Lord, "But yet I have loved Jacob."
但是我们看见主的回答说，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
So, and why speak of Esau?
为什么讲到以扫呢？
Because by giving this clear comparison between how the Lord loved Jacob and how it is Esau, how he treated Esau, he makes it very clear his love for his chosen son and that which is not of him.
这里呢，他就给他们一个很清楚的答案，就是他神是如何来选择雅各，爱雅各。
So we know that Esau was described as an immoral man.
我们知道以扫被圣经描述一个，他是一个很不敬虔的人。
Who wanted nothing to do with the Lord's things.
他不想与神的事有关。
Right, we know the story, we don't have to go into it, but what we do know very clearly from what the Lord is saying that.No matter how Esau may rise up, may rebuild, but I will tear down.
所以我们不用去查考那里我们熟悉的经节，但这里主说，哪怕以扫起来，他重新要再建造，但我要把它拆毁。
And there will be enmity between Esau and Jacob forever.
然后在以扫和雅各当中，也永远他们有敌视、仇敌、仇恨。
That is the trouble Esau will face forever.
那就是以扫所要一直面临的问题。
But it is not so with you, Jacob.
但是呢，对你雅各却不是这样。
For you are my son,
因为你是我的儿子。
And I have loved you with an everlasting love,
因为我是以永远的慈爱来爱你。
And the way I discipline you is as a father disciplines his son.
我对待你的管教就像一个父亲来管教他的儿女。
Because there's purpose in it,
因为在这背后是有目的。
It is for your good,
是为着你的好处。
Even though you don't understand,
虽然你现在不明白
he is after something.
主有一个背后有个目标。
Out of the love that the father had for Jacob his son.
父对雅各作为他的儿子的爱里面
there needed to be dealings. There needed to be refinement.
在这里需要有对他的一些对付，与他一些的改变他。
We know Jacob himself as a man was not, you know, there was many rough edges that needed to be smoothed out.
我们知道雅各做一个人，他身上有很多的棱角需要被主磨平。
And it didn't, and it needed to take him being physically after wrestling with the Lord struck down that he recognized God in his life all the whole time.
当他在跟神角力的时候，被神触摸的时候，打倒的时候，才知道在他的生命当中，神一直在他做改变的工作。
So once again.Jacob's story, again, mirrors the story of Israel. As a nation who has been blessed being chosen.
所以雅各的故事就是以色列百姓的故事，作为神所拣选的子民。
When we read Romans chapter 9, we skipped over it, but Romans 9 speaks of how the Lord chose Jacob before the two were even born.
在罗马书第九章那里我们没有读。他那里就讲到说，就是在他们出生以前，神就拣选了雅各。
And he loved them with a purpose.
他是有一个目标来带目的来爱他。
And so here in Malachi, through the Lord, the Father reminds them, I deal with you as a father deals with a son.
所以在马拉基书，神再次提醒他们，我对待你们就像父亲对待儿女一样。
Unlike how I deal with Esau, I deal with you for your good.
不像我对待以扫那样，我对待你是为着你的好处。
But again, like I said, Malachi, we read, oftentimes, it's almost as if it's an argument between the father and his son.
再说我们说我们讲到马拉基书，很多时候好像儿女跟父亲在那里争吵一样。
And several of those questions they ask, I'm constantly reminded, oh, that's what my son has said that to me before, or my daughter has said that to me before.
这里面很多他们对神所讲的话，我就突然想起来啊、哦，我的儿子对我曾经说过这样的话，我女儿对我曾经说过这样的话。
So there's this like argument, the back talking from the child, a rude, petulant child arguing against the father.
就好像那些非常粗鲁的，好像那些在背后讲爸爸妈妈的话对。对父亲发生质疑的话。
And so here the heavenly father is coming to the people and explaining to them what they did wrong.
这个天父就来到他的百姓面前，告诉他们做错的地方。
But we see the response, as a child often does, in questioning, what did I do?
我就好像孩子们对父母说话的时候，百姓也这样说，我做什么了？
So we read in verse 6 in the first chapter, the Lord is saying, you do not respect my name, you despise my name, and they respond, well, how have we despised your name?
然后在第一章第六节，神告诉他们说，你藐视我的名。然后呢，那百姓就回答说，我们如何藐视你的名呢？
And so we see, as we read through Malachi, and we read through the story of the remnant, we see the many things that they did that dishonored the Lord.
当我们读马拉基书，看到这些渔民他们所做的很多事情，都真的都是羞辱主的名。
If you tie it back to the what you read in Nehemiah, we see that they dishonored and neglected the temple.
我们看见尼希米记的时候，我们就会发现他们好像就羞辱了，然后缺乏了圣殿的供应。
Started to use the rooms of the temple for other things except for worshiping the Lord.
他们用那些应当放在圣殿里的事情，然后去做其他的事情，没有敬拜。
The people were not giving their proper tithing and their offering, so therefore the Levites themselves were not getting what was properly due to them.
然后呢，百姓们也没有把他应得的奉献献到殿中，所以那些利未人他们没有缺少了他们的供养。
And it caused the Levites to have to abandon their service in order to go and take care of their you know family their land.
所以利未人他们就离开了他们所奉的圣池，然后去在那里，比如说照顾他们的田地，然后养供养他们自己的家人。
In Malachi chapter 2, we also read how they were dealing treacherously against their own brothers.
然后马拉基书第二章也告诉我们他们如何弟兄们之间彼此来亏欠。
They were once again marrying foreign wives.
再一次他们就娶了外邦人的妻子。
But worse, they divorced their former wives in order to marry these foreign wives.
更糟糕的时候他们就是赶走了他们的犹太人的妻子，为了娶这些外邦人的人。
And then they also started profaning the Sabbath by doing business on the day of rest.
然后他们也在安息日干犯安息日，在那里做生意。
And so all these things we see the Lord laying this charge out here, through Malachi.
所以我们看见在马拉基书，神把这些事情都讲清了。
But their response is, what did we do?
那他们的回应就是，我们做错什么了？
You know, as similarly as you like talk to your children, you're often like saying, "Well, you did this and that, right?" And then they hear what they did, they may question it.
就好像你对你的儿女说你做了这样，错了这样，然后他们就会反来质疑你，我做了什么。
But oftentimes the next argument, the next thing that they start to do is then backtalk and start saying things and lying perhaps.
但是很常常有他们的反应，就是说他们就跟你回嘴，或者是说一些不好听的事情，甚至向你来撒谎。
And when you accuse them of that, then they get back to you and be like, "What did I say?"
当你们指责他的时候，他又回来质疑你说我说什么了。
On two occasions, we see here in Malachi the child's response of questioning what they said.
所以在这里我们马拉基书里面也看见两次好像儿女们就是来质疑说我们说了什么。
In Malachi chapter 2 verse 17 it says, "You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?"
马拉基书第二章十七节，你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
Chapter 3 verse 13
第三章十三节
，It says, he says, "Your words have been arrogant against me," says the Lord. "Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?"
十三节，耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说，我们用什么话顶撞了你呢
？It reminds you of like a child who like you heard them say something bad, And then you question, and you're like, you accuse them, and they're like, oh, I didn't say that. What did I say?
就好像你听到了一些孩子说一些不好的话，然后你就质疑他们，然后他们就回嘴说，哎，我说什么了？
Now, we may not obviously have recorded what they said, but how dare you question the Lord who hears everything that comes out of your mouth?
虽然我们不能够好像录下来他们所说的每一句话，当在这些百姓质疑神的时候，神都知道。
But it reminds me of how easy it is for us to fall into this matter of complaining and mumbling and grumbling against the Lord.
但是也提醒我，我们很容易就落在这样一个向神反锁、向神唠叨、质疑的这样的一个光景。
When things don't go your way, when things are not as you wish it to be, and then you start there starts to be complaining.
当事情不像我们想象发生的时候，我们就开始有怨言。
Just as the children of Israel, they were going through the wilderness.
就像以色列百姓他们经过旷野。
We know the word is very clear how the Lord led them.
我们圣经的话很清楚告诉神如何带领他们。
By a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night.
是白天有云柱，夜里有火柱。
They were fed.
他们被得到喂养。
They were protected from their enemies.
他们从被保守，从仇敌的攻击。
And yet, the moments when they face some struggle.
但是一旦他们遇到一些挣扎的时候
，They grumble，
他们就在那里抱怨
；They complain，
他们就开始向神
；They long back， look back to the days when they had all the good stuff in Egypt。
他们就很向往过去在埃及所过的好日子。
How easy it is for us to fall into that type of attitude as well？
很容易我们也落在那样的一个态度光景当中。
We question the Lord's provision，
我们质疑神的供应
，and we grumble against Him。
我们在那里跟神唠叨埋怨
，And yet we dare to question. How are we? What have we done? What have we said against you?
我们甚至敢对神质疑说，我们对你说什么了呢？我们做什么了呢
？And so that leads us to the third argument.
这就带我们看到第三个跟神的
their biggest well
争吵
the biggest complaint that I often get from my children.
这是我经常从我儿女那里最多的抱怨。
As the Lord speaks to them and talks to them about all that they did and why you are being dealt with the way you are now.
当主告诉他们所做的什么事情，他们神为什么这样来管教他们的时候
，The response I always get，
我通常都得到这样的回应
，That's not fair，
那个不公平
，It's not fair，
那不公平
，Why am I getting punished and she's not？
为什么我被罚了，他没有受罚
？Why do you deal with them differently than me？
为什么你对待那些人跟对待我不一样
？And we see that's a common argument because as human beings, our nature is that。We find when something against us, we always look outside. Okay, is it happening to anybody else?
这个都是我们人常所有的理由。当有些事情发生的时候，我们就想往旁边看，是不是这些事情都发生在别人的身上
？It's the nature of the self.
这是自我的本质
，right? Why am I getting punished?
为什么我受惩罚
？That's not fair.
不公平
Why are they not getting punished?
为什么他们不受惩罚
And so we see that several arguments in Malachi where the people ask that question.
我们看到在马来基书当中好几处人们有这样的问题
In Malachi chapter 2, at the end of 17, it says, In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice?
马来书第二章十七节后半节因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华眼中看为善并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢
？So this is their charge against God.
是他们对神的挑战。
Are you a fair God?
你是公平的神吗
？Where is justice?
哪里有公义呢
？Because what they see is
他们所看见的就是
Oh, why haven't you dealt with all these other nations, our enemies?
那些我们的仇敌，那其他的国家，你为什么不对付他们呢
？How come it seems as if those that are evil don't get away with it?
好像那些行恶的人得不到处罚。
How come it seems like you are not punishing these other people?
为什么你没有来责备那些其他的国家
？And therefore, why are you punishing me?
为什么你要责备我呢
？Right, their question now they think that they're questioning God being too easy on evil on those that do evil.
他们现在就挑战，觉得神对那些行不义的人太宽松了。
And that allows it to prosper, that allows them to prosper.
就让他们那些恶人可以兴盛。
And I think that's a common, probably a thought that we may have.
但是我们常常都有的常常犯的一个错。
We wonder as we are being facing chastisement and the struggles and discipline in our lives.
我们啊、常常啊、在我们面临挑战难处被管教的时候，我们
see why are other people seem to be getting away with it with things。
我们都会疑惑说，为什么有些人行恶就得不到惩罚呢
？And so that questioning of the Lord is questioning his fairness and his justice。
他们在这里来质疑神，就质疑神的公义、神的公平。
But when we read in Romans 9。
就像我们在罗马书第九章所读的
，We see very clearly the word says there is no injustice with God。
在那里的话告诉我们很清楚，在神没有不义。
Because God knows exactly what He is doing。
因为神知道他所做的。
Whether it's in your life or others，
无论是在你的生命当中，在别人的生命当中
，He knows exactly what He's doing。
他知道他所做的是什么。
And Him being God， He says, as He says in verse 15， I will have mercy on whom I have mercy， and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion。
所以在罗马书第九章、第十五节他说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁要恩待谁就恩待谁
and that he works not based on the work of a man
他的工作不是基于人的作为
not based on our deeds
不是基于我们的行为
but according to his will
是按照神的旨意
the father's good will
天父好的旨意
for once again as we stated his love is a love of purpose
再次像我们刚才所提的他的爱是一个有目标的爱
Now it also questions the Lord that the Lord will not have His vengeance, right?
我们有的时候也怀疑神好像他并不有审判他的愤怒。
Romans 12:19 says, "The Lord, vengeance is mine; I will repay. The Lord will deal with those according to His timing."
第十九章那里说。惩罚在我，报应在我，深渊在我，我必报应。
But the Lord reminds us, the Father reminds the Son that there is a difference between how the Father deals with those in the great white throne versus those He deals with when He comes to the judgment seat.
所以啊，神也告诉我们啊，在神的大宝座面前的审判和在基督台前的审判是有区别的。
For those that we who are His children that belong to Him.
对于那些我们他是属他的儿女，我们属于他。
As a father comes and sits on the judgment seat.
作为父亲来坐在审判的座上。
Once again, His dealing with you is as a father to a son.
他是对你是一个父亲对待儿女。
And there is discipline, right?
那在这里有管教。
If there needs to be a chastisement, there will be a chastisement.
有的时候又让我们要受苦，我们是需要管教的苦。
But he does it to discipline.
但他目的是为了要管教我们。
To teach.
是要教导我们。
To instruct.
是指教我们。
So that we may learn.
我们可以学习到。
We may mature.
我们可以变得成熟。
As sons.
作为儿子。
In the house of God.
在神的家中。
And that is something that as children, when we're going through it, oftentimes it's hard to understand.
作为儿女，我们经历这些的时候，我们很不容易理解。
And so it's very easy for us to fall into that, you know, argument that it just doesn't seem fair.
所以很容易我们就落在那样光景，我们抱怨说这个不公平。
But in also saying that, we also lose sight of the fact that not only is the Lord our Father.
当我们这样说的时候，其实我们忘记了神是我们的父。
But He's our Master.
他不光是我们的父，也是我们的主人。
He is the one who created us.
他也是我们的创造者。
He is the Potter.
他是那窑匠。
And we are the clay.
我们是那瓦器。
And as we read Romans 9,
我们读罗马书第九章。
How could the clay say to the potter, "Oh, this is the way I think I should be made this way"?
那些瓦器可以对窑匠说，我需要，我被应该的被造成这个样子吗
？Is it the vessel who decides what they will look like and become?
那些器皿可以决定它要变成什么样子吗
？You know, as a father, with my children, I obviously try to instruct and teach them according to what I think that they.Need or should learn.
作为父亲，我常常来教导我的儿女，是按照我所觉得他们所需要学习的地方。
But in the end, we all as parents know how imperfect we are.
但是作为父母，我们都知道我们是很不完美的。
You know, we think we know what is best.
我们觉得我们知道什么是最好。
But in the end, we don't know how they will be shaped throughout their future.
但最终我们不知道他们将来被磨成什么样的样子。
But the Heavenly Father.Who we are, us being His workmanship. He knows what He's after.
但是我们作为天父手中的器皿，他知道他最终要把我们磨成什么样。
He has the blueprint.
他有呢蓝图。
He knows what it's supposed to look like.
他知道将来是怎样。
Because He wants to see His Son.
因为他需要想要看到他的儿子
His beloved son in us.
他的爱子在我们身上
So that we are vessels, not vessels of his honor.
所以我们不是那些卑贱的器皿
So not vessels of wrath.
不是那刀毁灭的器皿
But vessels who have no mercy.
我们是那得怜悯的器皿
So that we may be vessels of glory.
我们可以变成荣耀的器皿
Because he wants to see his son in us.
因为他想要在我们当中见到他的儿子
And so,In order to do so, the potter has to do his work.
为了达到这样目的，那匠人他就要窑匠就要做这样的工作。
Now, I've seen videos of potters do pottery, right?
我有看见那些窑匠他们如何模型这些窑器皿的。
I saw the one video where the guy was making it, and the you form it and it's spinning, and you form it up, but it just Whatever was happening with the clay, it just kept like not shaping the way you wanted.
然后呢，我也曾经看到过是一个视频，一些窑匠们在那个转的盘上面有个泥，然后他那窑匠怎么样把那个泥定成什么样的形状呢？就是这个样。
And in the end, he just smoosh it all down and start all over.
如果那个变成不是他的样子的话，他就把它整个再弄回成原样，然后重新开始。
Now, I hope that doesn't have to happen to us, in our lives.
我希望这个不发生在我们的生命当中。
But sometimes it feels the Lord has to tear down and break down the things that are strongholds.
但是我们有的时候主要在我们身上工作，把我们一些上的坚固营垒啊。
Because it's not shaping up the way He wants it to be.
因为我们没有发展成为他所要我们样子。
And who are we as the clay to question what the master potter is doing?
我们是这些泥土，我们如何可以来质疑我们窑匠他所做的古人所做的事呢
？But in the end, that dealing, that even having to reform and shape, we also know the shaping of after shaping the vessel has to go through baking, the fire.
虽然有这样的主人在这里把窑匠磨成他的样式呢，而且这个器皿还要经过火炉窑炉，然后才能变成。固定成陶器皿。
That's because without the heat, without the fire, the clay is still moldable.
因为当没有这些火焰，没有这些高温，这个器皿还是软的。
But having gone through the oven, the fire, it comes out tested, firm.
经过这些火炉，他们就经历了试验，变成了坚固。
And so, throughout the Lord's refinement, there is a purpose.
借着主这样的炼净，他们有一个目标、目的。
If we read in Malachi chapter 3,
我们再次读马拉基书第三章
，in verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
他第三章第二节，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的解，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
So we know a refining fire is meant to eliminate impurities.
我们知道这个炼净的火就把这里面的杂质除去。
And fuller soap is essentially like laundry soap to clean.
那个漂布之人的碱就好像我们做洗衣服的洗衣水一样。
And so and the purpose we see here for that this matter of refinement is the Lord is after purity.
我们来看到主在这里炼净的工作是他要达到那个纯净的。
He's after sanctification.
他要使我们成圣。
And this is another a direct argument against against the charges.That the people were doing.
这个就是直接的反驳那些人们对神的质疑。
Because they have dishonored the Lord.
因为他们亵渎了主的名。
They have dishonored the temple.
他们好像不尊重主的圣
殿。And they despise his name.
他们藐视他的名。
But most of all, the people were defiling themselves.
更重要的是这些人们他们玷污了他们自己。
Intermarrying, allowing idolatry once again to come into the picture.
他们就娶了外邦人，也让他们好像又允许偶像到他们当中。
And so when the Lord disciplines, He is disciplining to purify His people.
当神主管教的时候，他就是为了要洁净他的百姓。
For the purpose of sanctification.
目的为了让他们成圣。
So that he may have vessels prepared for mercy.
所以他就有能够有预备承受神恩典的怜悯的器皿。
So that the glory of his son may be seen.
然后他儿子的荣耀可以彰显出来。
It can only be done so if that vessel has gone through refinement.
只有当这个器皿经过了这些炼净的过程，才能可以变成这样。
And so we get to verse 7 in Malachi.
我们到马拉基书第七节。
Right? After everything the Lord has said, spoken against the people through Malachi,
当主对借着马拉基对以色列百姓说了这些话之后
，After hearing all the arguments from his children,
听到他儿女所有的这些辩解
，Once again going back to the burden of the Lord,
再次他讲到耶和华的负担
，From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
第七节。从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们又要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢
？We see once again the heart of the burden, the heart of the Lord calling His people, "Return to me, so I can return to you."
我们看见主对他百姓心里的负担就是你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
And in the midst of all the dealings and all the discipline, the Lord has shown mercy.
在所有神的管教，神的对他们对付当中，神向他们施下慈爱。
There is a way out.
有一个办法可以出来。
You can return. Repent of your ways.
转向，你可以转向我们悔改。
But of course, there's one more question from the people.
所以百姓们还有一个问题。
How can we return?
我们如何才是转向呢
？And that's oftentimes when you get to the point where you're offering a way for your child to.To fix the problem and return back, and they question, I don't know how to fix it.
有的时候你给你的儿女提供一个办法，一个方向，让他们能够悔改转向恢复的时候，他们就会还会有一个问题，他们如何才会恢复转向呢
？And oftentimes it is again the people questioning the love of the Lord.
再一次，其实这也是百姓们怀疑质疑神的爱。
After all this time, can we really return?
这么多时间之后，我们还能够再转向吗
？I don't believe you.
我不相信你。
I don't know.
我不知道。
But it's that's often the biggest struggle. Sometimes we regret with having when I'm dealing with my children is that when they question, oh, I don't think Daddy's gonna forgive me. Something like that.
这个有时候也在让我想到，在我跟儿女相处的时候，有的时候孩子们会质疑说，我不相信父亲会赦免我。
It's very easy for us, as the earthly fathers and mothers, to often allow our anger and our own self to get in the way when we're disciplining our children.
作为地上的父母的时候，我们很多时候让我们的自己，我们自己的怒气。然后表达出来，在跟我们儿女相处的时候
，and often it leads to us even provoking it and provoking them and making it worse.
有的时候我们甚至会让他们好像变得更糟糕，好像更挑动他们的怒气。
But our heavenly Father is not that way.
但是我们的天父不这样。
There is always mercy there.
在那里一直是有怜悯。
When he's dealing with his son,
就像他对待他儿女的时候
，there is always a call for repentance.
那里常常有一个悔改的呼召。
Return to me, and I return to you.
你们转向我，我必转向你们。
And this question of the child reminds me of the story of the prodigal son.
这里的故事就让我想起那浪子的故事。
As we know the story, the youngest son left and took his inheritance, wasted it away.
我们知道那个故事里那个小儿子就把他的所得的产业拿去，然后挥霍掉了。
And in the midst of the lowest point, when he's eating with the pigs,
在他人生的最低点，当他吃猪食的时候
，his thought was, "Let me return to my father."
他想起来说，让我回向我的父家。
But he didn't think he could return as a son.
他觉得他不能够作为儿子来回来。
I'll just be a servant.
我就做一个仆人。
At least they're taken care of.
至少这些仆人有吃的。
I don't think my father will forgive me.
我不相信我父亲会赦免我。
So what did we see when he returned?
但是当他回来的时候，我们看见了什么呢
？The father waiting.
父亲在那里等着
waiting, watching for his son to return.
等着看着他的儿子回来。
And we know he welcomed them back with open arms as a son.
我们知道他的父亲是伸开双臂来欢迎他的儿子回来。
Return to me, so I can return to you.
你们转向我，我也转向你们。
And this reminds once again, of course, our theme verse.
再次提醒我们的主题经节。
I have loved you with an everlasting love.
我用永远慈爱来爱你。
That was spoken amidst God's promise to his people while they were in captivity.
这个就是神对他的百姓当他们还在被掳的时候神对他们所说的应许。
That in the midst, as he was speaking through Jeremiah, that my promise was that you will be restored.
在他借着耶利米对百姓所讲的话我对你们的应许就是你们会被恢复。
You are being disciplined as sons right now.
你们现在是作为儿女受管教。
But my promise to you, you will be restored.
但是我对你们应许说你们会被恢复。
Because I have loved you with an everlasting love.
因为我以永远的慈爱来爱你。
He didn't say, I loved you then I sent you away to Babylon, and then when you return, I'll love you.
他没有说我过去爱你然后把你发到巴比伦那里去然后当你悔改的时候我再来爱你。
No, it's a continuous. I have loved you with an everlasting love.
这是一个持续的就是我永远的慈爱来爱你。
And the second part.
第二部分。
For I've drawn you with loving kindness.
是我以慈爱来吸引你。
That phrase is referring to this idea of drawing a bow, like a bow and arrow.
这一个的词语的词根好像是做一个拉箭射弓拉弓射箭。
So the, it gives you the impression of extending.
它这里给你一个印象它就是它在那儿有拉张开的意思。
Prolonging.
就是更长时间的意思。
So continuing on with loving kindness.
就是不断的继续在它的慈爱当中。
Not just a one time thing.
不是就一次的。
I will prolong you with loving kindness.
就我就继续的用我的慈爱来吸引你。
I will love you with a continuous, everlasting love.
我用不断的、永恒、持续的爱来爱你。
Mercy and restoration is always there for those with a repentant heart.
对于那些悔改的人那里一直就有了怜悯和恢复。
And so that also once again reassures us and reminds us just how the Lord loves us.
就再一次提醒我们让我们有确据神是如何爱我们。
As we read, and we know we're very familiar with Hebrews chapter 12.
我们也很熟悉希伯来书第十二章。
The Lord's discipline is love.
神是在他的爱当中管教。
Right? We often try to separate the two, right? He loves us, but he disciplines us. That's all part of being a father and a son, right?
我们有的时候常常把这个分离开。但是他爱我们，他也管教我们，这个就是父亲和儿子之间的关系。
But no, all of that is the Father's love.
但是并不是说两个是分开的，这所有的当中都是父对我们的爱。
You are not a son unless you are disciplined.
如果你不被管教，你就不是儿子。
Because you don't want to be treated like Esau.
你并不想像对待以扫那样对待你。
You want to be dealt with like Jacob.
你想要像雅各一样对待你。
Because the Father knows what is good.
因为父知道什么是好的。
He knows what he is after.
他知道他的目标是什么。
And therefore, it is because of his love for us, he disciplines us.
因着他对我们的爱，所以他管教我们。
We also know, as we read in Romans 9,
我们在罗马书第九章那里也知道
that the Lord's discipline is one of patience.
主对我们的管教也是充满了、patience. 充满了忍耐。
As we read in Romans 9:22,
我们读罗马书第九章二十二节。
What if God, although willing to demonstrate His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction?
倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐，宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。
We know that our destiny as sinners is to experience God's wrath.
我们知道我们作为人我们是要经历神的愤怒。
But instead, he endured with much patience.
但是他就在宽容忍耐当中来忍耐我们。
This is the long suffering of the Lord.
这是主他的长久忍耐。
You know, as a young father, I'm only getting a taste of long suffering.
作为一个年轻的父亲，我常常只能尝到一点的长久忍耐的滋味。
You know, your children will frustrate you, and they will, even after many times, they'll do the same thing over and over again, and it's frustrating.
当你的儿女一直惹你的气，花了很多时间，然后还是这样惹你的气的话。
And sometimes instead of enduring it with patience, you lash out.
有的时候，与其说能够宽忍忍耐的时候，你就发怒了。
But when the father disciplines, he disciplines with patience.
但是父他管教我们的时候，他是带着忍耐的。
And he endures with much patience.
然后他就是忍耐宽容。
These vessels of wrath prepared for destruction.
甚至那些遭毁灭的器皿。
Right, he sees us as these vessels that are just, you know, there's nothing good.
他看到我们原来的样子，就是里面没有任何的好。
But instead of just tossing it aside,
但与其就把它扔在旁边，
he says, I will deal with this.
他就在这里来管教我们。
I will refine this vessel.
他要把这个洁净这些器皿。
I will purify this vessel.
他要重新再塑造这些器皿。
I will make this vessel worthy to be a vessel for glory.
我要把这些器皿变成配得荣耀的器皿。
And so we see that once again the reminder that when he disciplines, it is of love, it is of patience, and it is of purpose.
让再次提醒我们，当他管教我们的时候，他是带着爱，带着忍耐，宽容我们。
May we not lose sight that the Lord has a wonderful purpose for all that he does.
让我们不要忘记，主所做的一切都有一个美好的目标。
He, as the master potter, knows what he's after.
作为那个窑匠，他知道他的目的是如何。
He wants to see his beloved son in us.
他想在我们当中看到他的爱子的形象。
That we may reflect his glory.
我们能够反射他的荣耀。
That we may be sanctified for his use.
我们可以为着被成圣，可以合乎主用。
When we are those that are serving other masters.
我们是那些好像在服侍其他的主人的
，no longer consecrated for the Lord's use。
我们好像不再被主分别成为主的使用的时候
，then the Lord has to deal with it。
所以主就要在这里来管教我们。
The Lord has to bring discipline in our lives。
主就在我们生命当中来改变我们。
And it at times it may seem difficult。
那个时候可能会感觉很艰难。
You know, we may struggle. It may not be easy.
我们在那里挣扎可能很不容易
but there is glory that the Lord is after
但主的目的是要得到荣耀
and there is the peaceable fruit of righteousness that he's after
他所要的目的就是最后能够结出公义的平安的果子
so brothers and sisters we may find ourselves in situations where we question and ask the Lord
那弟兄姊妹们我们有的时候会发现我们也在那样的光景当中我们来质疑神
We may ask, how have you loved us?
我们就问神说，你如何的爱我们？
But brothers and sisters, the way the Lord deals with us is always with love.
弟兄姊妹们，神对待我们的从来都是带着爱的。
Even when it doesn't seem like we are being quote unquote blessed.
但有的时候感觉好像并没有在那里蒙福。
But it is for our good.
但是是为着我们的好处。
It is for our blessing.
是为着我们的祝福。
Because the Lord is after something wonderful.
因为主是他有一个奇妙的目的。
May we be as those recognizing that he is our master potter.
但愿我们能够明白理解他是我们的窑匠。
And that he would have his own way.
他会他的旨意能够成就。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we are grateful to you, Lord, for your word.
我们为着你的话语感恩。
And Lord, we are thankful that how you have shown us this everlasting love.
主，谢谢你向我们显现你永远的爱。
A love that is full of purpose.
那是带着目标的爱。
And full of patience.
充满着忍耐的爱。
Lord, we thank you that we can be vessels that can be refined so that we may be able to be vessels of glory.
我们感谢你，我们这些器皿可以得蒙你的改造洁净，我们可以为着你的荣耀。
It is so that you may see your Son in us.
这样你可以在我们当中看见你儿子。
That the Lord Jesus may be seen in our midst.
主耶稣可以在我们当中彰显。
We recognize that there are many things in our lives that we have to be dealt with.
我们意识到我们生命当中很多地方需要你对付。
But Lord, may we recognize it and understand it as the Father's love.
我但愿我们能够明白。这是父的爱。
That we would recognize it as the Father's good intention.
我们也明白这是父的美意。
That we would not doubt or question how you love us.
我们不要怀疑抱怨你如何爱我们。
so that we can just say, have thine own way.
我们就可以说，主啊，但愿你的旨意成就。
You are the potter and we are the clay.
你是窑匠，我们是泥土。
Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands.
我们把自己交在你的手里。
Lord, we pray that if there are dealings in our lives and struggles and situations that we find ourselves in that may seem difficult.
我们祷告说，如果我们在一些我们生命当中的对付环境当中，我们觉得艰难的时候。
Lord, we pray you would strengthen our faith.
求你坚固我们的信心。
That we may trust in you and you alone.
我们唯有信靠在你的身上。
That we would look ahead towards that eternal thing that you're after.
我们能够仰望看到你在我们身上所做的永远的工作。
Not that which is temporary.
不是那暂时。
But everlasting.
而是永恒的。
Lord, we commit this into your hand.
我们把这些交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Are you guys going together with your mom and family?
Oh, probably not. I don't think. Yeah, because I think they have to go. I'm not in the club there. I want to.